Thank you, Kim. It's Bill Leff. It's Wendy Snyder. And we are joined by, boy, you're a celebrity, you're a designer, you're a lifestyle expert. His name is Frank Fontana. You can catch him on Sunday afternoons 1 to 3 on this station, which I do.
Yeah, well, thank you. I appreciate that.
But there's one more thing that I have to say when introducing you, and what is it?
I'm a proud father of a new puppy. That's not it. But I am, though.
Bill was not very excited to hear that.
No, I wasn't.
No, all right. Okay.
What's her name?
His name is Mickey.
Oh.
But not Mickey Mouse.
No, Mickey Dog.
Mickey Dog.
Right.
But Mickey Donovan.
Mickey Donovan. Because Mickey Donovan. Why? Because of your love of Ray Donovan?
You're right.
Is that why?
That is right.
Is he a wheeler and dealer like on Ray Donovan?
He's sketchy, my little. He's a little mini poodle.
You got a sketchy dog?
Yeah. A mini poodle.
He pees everywhere.
What's more fun than that, huh?
It's not fun. I haven't slept in 40. Look at me, Bill.
I know.
I look
tired.
Like a wreck. I'm tired.
Here's an idea. You're supposed to train him to go outside.
Well, here's an idea. You live close. Come over and help.
No.
Because I can't. I'm trying. These microphones are falling apart.
So if you had a friend that just came to your house and wet the rug everywhere he went, you'd probably not invite that friend over anymore,
Never.
Would you?
Right? No.
You still invite my husband over.
This is true. But he's so cute and cuddly.
Yeah.
I like to scratch his belly.
He enjoys it, I got to admit.
Starts kicking
that leg. Especially with a lightsaber. Yeah. Yeah. All right. So you are now... congratulations.
Thank you. Yes, I have officially added the title, because I need to work more, of real estate broker. I've signed
oh,
with...
Oh, really?
Yeah. I did the class and passed the test. And, you know, it's a natural lateral for me because of what I do. I design, I build, and now I sell.
Will you turn homes over now? Will you buy stuff that needs some repairs and fix
Possibly.
It?
Possibly. It's
it
in
over?
The game plan. Yeah. I mean, it's partly why I did it was to do that. And the other part is I love homes. I love design. And I love seeing people be really happy.
Yeah.
And, when people are happy and they get a big check because they sold their home really fast, that excites
That's
me
happy.
Because I actually help them design it. And this is a true story. A lot of my clients are designing to sell. And I didn't have my license at that point, but they always kids said, Frank, if you can only just sell it now, that would be great.
Mm-hmm.
So I listened to them, and now I'm selling too.
That's excellent.
Well, here's the thing. And Frank, you did a great job on, we had an unfinished basement, and I hired you to kick ass, and you did.
Thank you.
And now we have a finished basement, which is wonderful. Jimmy Mack has his studio for his podcast, Rebel Force Radio. It's amazing. It's perfect for us. You helped us come up with a plan.
Thank you.
And now finishing a basement is one of those things that you're going to get a return investment on, correct?
Absolutely. Basements, basements are definitely on the list. Kitchens are on the top of the list.
That's our next mission.
Yes, which we're working on now.
And bathrooms, right?
Bathrooms would be the third. Yeah, exactly.
But the one that always I would have assumed would increase your value, but I keep hearing the opposite. If you put in a pool, that actually harms you. It doesn't help you.
In Chicago, it hurts
yeah,
you.
Yeah, it hurts
yeah,
you, doesn't
sure.
it?
It's a lot of maintenance.
I guess.
And makes the house way more expensive.
It
and
does.
I mean, if you have money to burn, money burning a hole in your pocket like you do, Bill.
I have a lot of money.
Buy a house with a pool.
For you, I'd put a tennis court in your backyard.
I would love that.
Right?
Yeah.
There are people, there's a house in LaGrange that has a tennis court in their backyard.
That would be the best.
I can try and get their names so you can go play there.
I know who they are. They're my friends.
Ah.
I would tell you.
My
yeah.
yard is just a little small, so would I have to ask my neighbor's permission if the court was to go into their
sure.
yard a little bit?
Yeah, you'll be charging for it. You can split the fees. And
That's
everyone.
True. Yeah. All right. Wow. Thank you, Frank.
You're welcome.
What a great idea.
No, there's definitely some things, And why I love the idea of, selling real estate as well as designing it and building it, which, by the way, I did partner with Coldwell Banker Residential.
Mm-hmm.
I've got to give a shout out to my managing broker, Trish Roberta's awesome. She's a rock star. So for me, I know what to do in a home to make it look great.
You really do.
Well, thank you. And I'm not just tooting my own. I've been doing this forever.
You have
I wrote books on it.
Such a great eye.
Thank you.
And you deal with the customer. It's not just coming in and taking over.
It's not. It's a relationship. Wendy, you and I worked together for almost 6 months doing your house. It's a relationship. And sometimes those relationships get rocky. Just like a marriage. And I tell my clients as soon as we meet, we're not going to be married. You're going to hate me at times. You're going to love me at times at the end.
But who gets the deciding vote? If there's something that you guys disagree about, it goes to the homeowner.
Of course. They're paying for it.
Yeah.
But I will object. I will certainly speak my mind because then I'm not doing a good job if I don't.
Right. Mm-hmm.
If you're hiring me to yes me, then fine, whatever, you know, but I don't do that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. I will tell you exactly how it is.
But now you can show them a computer rendering of what it will look like.
Yes.
You can show them finished product.
We
right?
do. We do full-blown 3D renderings in mm-hmm. our company that are phenomenal. They're better than the real thing sometimes.
Really?
Which gets us in trouble because they're like, well, the rendering looks so much better. Oh, you pick $2 tile, that's, you know, $15 tile. It certainly helps in explaining the vision.
Yeah.
You know, I recommend it. And it's not that expensive. You yeah. know,
And if I just can say, we had some vents in our basement that we could have had moved and made a better arrangement, but that would have been more money. And you were 100% honest about that.
Yeah.
We really should have moved our stairway to make for more room in the basement, but again, more money.
More money and Pandora's box.
Exactly.
With your house in particular. That
it's an old one.
Do you ever
want
to move a staircase, though? That's a lot. You don't want to do that, do you? Have you?
It's not fun.
No, I bet not.
It's not. And these old homes that we're talking about are like, you know, 1860s. And there was no laws about width or railings,
right?
Which don't exist in either scenarios. But they're grandfathered in. Yeah. But if you touch it, then you're done. The city comes in and you have to do it to code, which means you may be busting out walls you never intended to. And then the price tag goes way up.
Yeah.
So sometimes you just got to weigh those decisions based on your budget.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. You do a great job. FrankFontana.net. All right. You have some sought-after tickets that you want to give away to. And we're going to take a break. Do you want to discuss what it is first? Do you want to wait?
Let's just say this. It involves the iconic Hall of Fame band Chicago.
Tried and true, a local treasure, still playing music and still sounding great. And I bet everybody can remember words to almost every song.
And should we tell them how they're going to win? Or should we wait on that?
I don't think we've figured that out yet.
Let's wait. Oh, did we? We did.
We did.
Yeah, we did. All right, well, let's wait. But everybody has a chance for some Chicago tickets.
That's
coming
right.
up in just a little bit with Frank Fontana. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.
Frank Fontana is with us. It's Bill and Wendy on 720 WGN. Frank is a fantastic designer. He's a lifestyle expert. And you really do cover a lot of things on your Frank Fontana show, Sunday afternoons from 1 to 3. We're talking about a healthy home this past week.
We were, yeah. And I put out there, I did all this like blood work. I had this like doctor from Detroit come in who's like a anti-aging expert, and he pulled a full panel blood on me, and we revealed it live on the air, and I guess I'm not going to die.
Oh, congratulations.
No. I just want to put it out there. I'm going to live for
Excellent.
A long time,
That's
but
great.
my hormones are a little off, so he's going to balance me. He's going to do all this stuff.
Don't pay her. That's my favorite joke. I'm sorry.
Yes, and then we talked about how your house could be making you sick.
That
the mold, and there's household chemicals that are, like, you know, you don't think about, but you know, the off-gassing of these things are horrific
for
you.
Bad ventilation.
We had, back when our house was built, it was beautiful clapboard wood in the 1860s. And then people would come door to door and sell asbestos tiles to put on the outside of your house that were not pretty. They were flat and covered up the beautiful woodwork. But yet they were allegedly fireproof and you wouldn't have to paint them. So people put them on their houses.
Sure.
About 10 years ago, we decided to have it checked. It was definitely asbestos tiles. We had to get a company that wore like the space suits.
Yeah.
They ripped it all down. They disposed of it properly and revealed this gorgeous clapboard siding that we had a few spots we had to fix. But there are trends and there are things. I mean, that's what people did. They thought no painting.
Right.
Let's get this put on.
I mean, look at the, what was that, Easy Oven Off? That stuff that you used to clean your oven.
Oh,
that
yeah.
spray stuff.
We talked about that on Sunday and how toxic that was. And I remember my mom, we used to, look how can we spray it, put the oven on so you're baking the chemicals.
And you smelled.
You had to leave your house for like 11
or 12.
We never did. Oh, you didn't? You stayed
in
the house?
We went into the next room. They're like, just as long as you don't go near the stove.
Let's open the back door.
This is
That'll help.
I look the way I look today. Mom, I'm mad at you.
Frank has also brought with us some special hard-to-get tickets of a private Chicago concert that's happening.
Are you trying to buy people's love, Frank? Is that what you're trying to do?
Just I'm a nice guy. I like to give back.
All right.
You know, and I just happened to come across, you know, that friend of mine is the manager over at Chicago, the band Chicago.
Oh, nice.
And he said, hey,
da, 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 da. Name the song.
25 or 6 to 4?
No, how about Saturday?
That's it. Oh, my God. I'm just blown away at your expertise.
Anyway, I got two sets of four tickets. So that's
Are we doing that or are we doing...
What do you
pairs?
Whatever you
what
want
did
to
you
do.
Decide, Bill?
Depends. I mean, so here's what we're gonna do. Let's just base it on how many people text in.
All right.
How about that? If we get a boatload of people want to go see Chicago Thursday night at 7 p.m. over
that's
at the
tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night, folks. Over at the Wind Trust. No, that's. Is it tomorrow night? Today,
no, no, I'm sorry. Two nights from
two
now.
Nights. Thursday night.
Confusing me.
But this week.
It's the new Wintrust Arena Concert Hall over at DePaul University has. It's a private event, so you're going to get these like kind of VIP experience. Great seats. And here's how you can win. Bill is wearing a special pair of underwear.
You don't know that.
I think I think right. I'm just thinking. I'm just talking out loud.
It just got weird.
And he wants you to guess what color
oh,
they are.
Oh, come on, really? All right.
He does. He told me it's during the break.
All right.
As does Wendy. Right, Wendy?
Yeah, I can't. I don't. Yeah.
So, yeah, we'll do that. If you can guess the color.
I'm being used.
You are. Do you feel like a piece
how
of meat right
feel?
Now?
I sure do. Yeah. I love it.
But,
it's about
you know,
time.
And people know you, Bill. People know that it could right. be some kind of comic book related.
It could be. It could
do they
be.
Make adult underoos?
They don't.
I believe they do.
They really should.
So this is how you win. You got to guess what
just
color.
Guess the color.
Panties right. that Bill's wearing.
He's what did not you say? Wearing sorry? Panties.
Wow. Undies?
I don't know what color you're wearing.
I don't
so
know.
Write it down.
But I will say right. this, folks. He went outside to check his own color underwear.
I wanted to make sure because I get dressed in the dark, Frank.
Yeah, I hear you.
Not because anyway. It's dark in my house, but they take me to an undisclosed location and they make me put my pants on.
Somebody right. wants to know if the color is puce.
Oh, that's
puce.
Not nice. That's not
nice.
Nice. Do I tell you or do I tell Jasmine?
I don't know who's watching
tell Jasmine,
the texts.
Yeah. Right. You got to see those texts flying in. All right, so that's how you win. We'll have the ticket. I have them right here. Tickets right in front of me. If you want to hop on WGNRadio.com/watch, you can see me holding up these tickets. I will be there as well. I got some good tickets, too. I want to go and see the band.
They are amazing. They really are. FrankFontana.net is how people reach you.
Yep.
Now, since you have added real estate broker to your resume, you had some tips on how to make a home sell quickly?
Yes. The tips I've been using in my design business, you know, right now we've kind of shifted things to the Fontana Real Estate and Design Group. So applying the design elements to the real estate side of things, you know, a couple tricks that you may or may not like. You know, for instance, I talked about having a puppy. But dogs and cats for selling a house, like odor, litter boxes, dog bowls. Not everybody likes pets.
I love pets, but when we bought our house, I think there was one spot that pet eliminated because now my pet eliminates there.
Definitely. And did it, I mean, obviously it didn't bother you, but
well,
because you have a dog.
Yes.
And you're a dog person. So most people aren't. You got to neutralize all that stuff. Even, you know, even if it's an inconvenience, put the dog bowls away, freshen up the house, get that odor out as best as you can, and make sure there's no...
Do you have to disclose that? Do you have to say we had... Like, what if they say, do you have any pets?
That comes next, you know...
The next step?
The next step, right. First is the showing. You know, do I like the house or not the house? Then I'll get into the nitty-gritty, because if you don't like the house, no bother getting into the details of it all. Some quick fixes. You always want to freshen up paint. You can change out door handles, cabinet hardware. You know, definitely fix any leaks. That's, you know, people always like, oh, I'll just leave it the next owner. You know, I'll just take it. You know, you'll get beat up on that stuff.
Yeah.
Why
you
don't
know?
People do this, though, while they're enjoying their house? It's always strange.
Great question.
You live there for years. Don't let your door handles and stuff get all rotted away. Put new ones on there.
I've been in situations where I've designed for somebody who was selling.
Yeah.
And at the time when I was done, they said, I'm not selling.
Right.
I fell back
difference.
In love with
yeah.
my house.
How about that?
Yeah, that's crazy. Here's an interesting one that people don't think of. Clean your closets out.
To show that there's more room than there really is.
Take away literally
yes.
50% of the crap hanging in your closet, because we all know you're trying to still fit into the skinny pants
mm-hmm.
from high school mm-hmm. that you're like just banking on one day. I'm getting back in those puppies. Get rid of those. Put them in storage up in the attic for the mm-hmm. time being, and give the illusion. If you're not going to expand your closet, give the illusion of more space. Put away, you know, the 100 pair of shoes and leave 5. It makes a huge difference.
All right, we have 30 seconds, so give
yep.
us one more, and then we got to figure out who's winning these tickets
to go see
Chicago.
You know, I would say the most important, obviously, kitchens and baths, make them look as great as you can if you're not remodeling them. But first impressions are everything. Don't be lazy when it comes to the showing.
And the entryway, like the first thing when you walk in the house is pretty important,
it's
isn't
so
it?
Important, and so is the organization in the house. If your house is not perfect, it's okay, but at least give it a shot. Give it a go to make that showing look as best as it can.
What about this? I heard this. You want to bake cookies or some sort of a baked good so that that smell is wafting around the house and people go, oh.
It doesn't hurt, you know. Yeah. Then again, if your client is allergic to chocolate chips, you're screwed.
When we went to look at our house prior to buying it, there was really soft classical music playing, and there was some kind of cinnamon simmering on the stove.
Agents typically
it really did kind of work.
So the brokers typically do that to entice.
Do they really?
Yeah. I mean, listen, the world of real estate agents and brokers, you got to have a differentiating factor.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I feel I'm lucky because I'm coming from a platform of design celebrity, yeah. and I have a radio show, and I'm up with technology.
Mm-hmm.
I have cutting edge methods that people don't even know about.
Right.
So for me, that's my differentiator. But you know, for the common broker, they're looking for any angle they can, whether it's coffee mugs, whether it's, you know, cooked chocolate chip cookies, mm-hmm. you know, or scented popcorn, or whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're trying everything.
How do people reach you if they need any design or any selling?
Well, they could reach me at my email, frank@frankfontana.net. They can give me a call. My number's up on the website. Go to frankfontana.net. And you can reach me at Coldwell Banker Hinsdale's, where I'll be home basing out of.
Okay, and Chicago, it's a special private concert that's being held Thursday
night. 7 p.m., yep.
The winner's here.
There's at least one winner. I'm pouring through the...
What color underwear is Bill wearing? That's what gets you to Chicago. Shut up, Bertrand. I had nothing to do with this.
Very advanced.
You just embarrassed Steve. So I found at least one winner. I'm pouring through the rest to see if anybody else. A lot of people guessed cartoon characters. That was incorrect. And a couple of people guessed clear, and that's very upsetting.
Clear.
Shoot. Wait. Frank, do you know what color underwear you're wearing right now?
I do.
Do you?
Bill had to go check.
I have no idea.
I couldn't remember.
Mine are fans. I have purple ones.
Nice.
All right, so we have one winner.
What else
winner
did Prince
on...
leave you in his will?
Yes.
One winner on the text line. Should we do the rest at 312-981-7200?
Sure.
What numbers?
5 and 6.
25 or 6.
5 and 6. Callers 5 and 6, Jazzy. 312-981-7200. And if you text the right color of Bill's undies, we will get a hold of you.
I'm like a pawn in this game, Wendy.
Thank you, Frank.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Frank.